Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday. Happy, happy beginning of the week to you out there. I hope everyone had a great, great, great weekend. The weather was nice. We still have things to do. We still need to stay aware, stay observant, and most of all, stay woke and be kind. This evening, we have Tiffany with an I coming on with us. I see it. I hear it. I have the best strategy. I change it, and I complete it. She's going to share a few things with us, short and sweet, on Monday. We'll be talking about research and awareness. Now, where she's going to go with that, I don't know. But just get your pens and pads out. And you know, we got a strawberry moon tomorrow. That's a Sagittarius super moon. I'm not a chartist or anything of that nature, but I do pay attention to what's going on out there. And it will begin at 8 o'clock a.m. And that's sitting there, you know. And that's Jupiter in Aries. Jupiter is that moving sign, but you want to be free. You want to be active and work. You want to work with the energy that's moving in from Mars. And use this time to reflect. You know, the writer, Joanne Bongorn, was an unflagging optimist. How was he able to maintain such optimism? Because he was always active. He did not allow his life to stagnate. He writes, it is better to do the smallest thing in the world than to hold half an hour to be too small a thing. Spending 30 minutes a day assiduously changes some undertaking and completely change our life. So we have to stay active out there. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Sit back and relax. It is Mindful Monday.
We'll be right back.
Life is a song worth singing. And we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I hear it, I speak on it. I use the best strategy. I change it and I complete it with us this evening. So get your pads out. She's going to give you some things to be mindful of. Tiffany with an eye, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am great over here. Yes, it is. And thank you. You know, I know how you feel about Monday in the beginning of the week and how you set those plans and schedules. So we really appreciate you coming on to care and share and give us some information to be mindful of. Talk to us, Tiffany. I'm just going to sit back over here and smile.
Well, Linda, it is Monday. We're just coming off from the weekend. You know how I am on Mondays. I'm relaxing, taking a zen moment from all the activity, because usually I work on the weekends. I mean, I have projects and I work on weekends. I actually don't have a schedule, so it's great that I do take a Monday. But I know that we are all going to be celebrating our dads pretty soon.
Yes.
It is, right? Isn't that fabulous, right? Those who have fathers, who've had fathers, great fathers, if you've known your father, haven't known your father, but still have a lot of love for your father, is a wonderful thing. And I was a daddy's girl, so I understand daddies. Like, you know, I mean, I love my mom, but dads are, you know, different, you know, testosterone and estrogen are different than estrogen and estrogen. It's a whole different thing. But to be mindful of those precious dads that are out there that have been nurturing and there for their kids no matter what. You know, there are some good men out there yet and still. There are some good dads. There are a lot of men going through it right now by themselves with children, which is a different dynamic than we've seen in the past. And so, you know, they're raising their children and being the best that they can be. So being mindful of those people, not I shouldn't say of those people, of fathers, of dads, of people who have children that are doing their best to raise their young ones. It's amazing. I've met a couple in my day. I'm not saying I'm old or anything like that, but I've met a couple here and there that are really fantastic dads. They're taking them for dentist appointments, you know, hair appointments, whatever kind of appointment, you know, soccer, doing the whole thing that a mom would do, but the dad is doing. So I want to celebrate those young men and men in general who are putting forth that effort because it's so important. I don't really think that men know how important that is, and it's extremely important because you help shape that girl into who she's going to decide to be with in the future. So she literally pays attention to your counsel, to your guidance, to who you are. And then in the future, she's going to choose or select someone very similar to you,
yeah.
Or not,
yeah.
depending on the dad. So I just want to celebrate those men who are doing a phenomenal job with their children. You know, they might be single dads out there. You know, kudos to you. Great job. Because I think they need to hear it. I think they really do need to hear it. It is stressful. It's stressful for a woman, but can you imagine a guy doing it, or dad? It's another thing. This is a whole other thing. So I'm celebrating them this week. I mean, as it is their day on Sunday. And I'm very mindful of those who have, you know, come into my life and not been a father, but have been an uncle or been a friend or, you know, someone that really took the time to give me guidance or counsel when I, you know, didn't have it necessarily at that time from my dad who stepped in and did those duties. So, again, I'm celebrating all those men.
Well, we appreciate that. And, yes, kudos out there to the dads and especially the single fathers out there. And I'd like to have that two-parent household. It makes such a difference. And, you know, when people say, you know, marry this and that, I always look for the type of setting that I grew up in, and that was sitting mm-hmm. around the dinner table with everybody there. So if I look for or I'm involved with someone that I feel that cannot be what I was used to, we don't get along, you know, I can deal, but I'm looking for that guy like my daddy, okay? The one that set me on his knee, and he said, you know, don't jump in the river unless you're willing to swim all the way to the other side. He said, jump in the water, but be willing to swim, because if you stop in the middle, you will drown. And there's four types of people out there. And be aware of those four types of people. Mm. And there's the ones that love you and love them back. There is the ones that don't care too much for you and hate you. You don't hate them. You just send them good energy, and hopefully they can get over it. He said there's persons out there, and this is on a negative end, that want to see you no longer around and will try to take care of that. You have to be aware of them, be aware of your surroundings and the company that you keep. He said, and those people, you really, really pray for them and you get away from them. He said, and there's those that are trying to stop and block you and take you in areas that you don't want to go. He said, now, when that fight starts, he said, I want you to be the one standing tall at the end. That means take care of it by any means necessary. Okay, those were things that my father told me. And the mom is there, but it's nothing like that dad, you know, to kind of like groom you and shape you and tell you what to look out for, because men know men. And, you know, when would come and, you know, take me out or whatever, oh, he would question. And see, my grandfather was the head of the household there, so they had a different way of doing stuff, okay? And they could look at him and say, he's not worth even walking across the street with, right off the bat. And you're trying to figure out, well, how can they say that about this person? This is a nice person, but they could see the front and facade, because men know men, just like women know women. But those dads were a little bit stricter on that. So I, too, love to see a single parent with his children taking care of, like you said, taking them to appointments, schooling them, talking with them about history, taking them to the library. That just puts a smile on our face. So I'm with you. We're going to say a happy Father's Day early out there to all the dads, and we'll be talking about it all week. We'll give them a happy shout-out until Sunday arrives. And then after Sunday, we will keep on honoring them, because one day doesn't mean a thing. They do tremendous work out there, and we have to let them know we see it. And we're here to assist in any way that we can. So, yeah, kudos for the dads. Well, Tiffany, thank you for bringing that up. I was telling the listeners that, you know, there is that we have full moons. You know, we're not astrologers over here, but I do like to do star watching and watch the planets. And I just say every day that those stars are not just up there twinkling at you. And this strawberry moon, which is the Sagittarius supermoon, meaning setting it up out there. You want to be free, you want to be active, and you're working with the energy of Mars out there. So we have to use your time to sort of like reflect, do some me time, pamper yourself, reflect back, and get it set, because if you are not aware of how those things move through the universe, you'll get caught up in it and your head will be spinning and you don't know what's going on. It can be an up and down ride, because that super moon pulls out a lot of energy. So I just thought I'd give me my astrological end of it, you know, when you're not an expert, but you get involved in it, and we have people that come and care and share with us. But if they're traveling, trying to get some more information, we have to keep it going here. So I just thought I'd put that out there. They call it the strawberry moon, and it will be here tomorrow. I don't know if you can see it with the naked eye. I like to look through those high-powered telescopes to see what's going on there, but that's what's happening. So that's my end of it. Now, what else are we talking about here? We're talking about the election that's going to be in November. That's our primary. Yeah. But it's time to get busy.
June 7th was our primary, so we're going to go on to the finish line, which is in November, right?
Yeah, June was the mid. Yes, that's the biggie. And persons have gotten their slots in, and their, you know, rivals out there. And I just want to say to the listeners, it's time to partake and campaign, and so that we can get the right person in the right seat. It doesn't matter what party. But you have to research and make sure and be aware that that person is for the people. And I mean, really for the people. So I put that out there. So it's time to make some calls around. It seems like it's a distance away, but it's really not. It's time to hit the pavement now. Make those calls. Jump on the phone bank. Get it out there. Just get on the move. You don't want to wait until a week before it happens, because we're looking at, I view it as money versus sincere heart. And, you know, money in the past has ruled, but I'm seeing a change here that it's the sincere heart that's the one that has to be out there for the people, period. So That's my little political talk out there. Get busy and get with an organization. Make some calls and get out there and so that the right person can go in the seats that need to be filled.
And I will add to that, as a former candidate, it is so important that people get out and support the person that they really want in office. And you never know, it's like the volunteer, anything that you can do to volunteer or to donate money to the cause or whatever that can be, support is so necessary and so needed. You think that, oh, well, I don't need to volunteer or I don't need to do something. Yes, you do, because that support is so very much appreciated, because you're like for 2 years almost, these people that are running now have started long ago doing this. So they started their campaign and getting money together, fundraising, doing a lot of stuff for this time. And it is a very intense time. You know, some people have jobs and, you know, are, you know, at this point they don't have those jobs anymore. So they may not have the same income. And especially those who don't have the funding that are not supported by groups. It is so very important that if you can, not if you can, you should, get out there and help somebody. Do what you can, because everything that everyone does is definitely very much appreciated and it's a value. So don't think that, you know, just because you're sitting there making phone calls. When I ran, I had this wonderful woman who sat in the office every day and would make calls on my behalf. And she came consistently for the time. Every single day, I so appreciated that woman. No matter if, like, the rest of the group did not show up, she showed up every single day. So you don't know who's going to be there for you, but when you find people who really want to see you succeed and really want to support you, it goes a long way. And to a candidate, it's like, that's all you need, because some days you get it, you go up and down, you're excited, and the next day you could be like, what in the world am I doing? And when you have conversations or you have someone that is supporting you like that, or someone, you have a great conversation, or you know somebody's doing something for you or helping you, it makes all the difference in the world. That day can change into a better day. When you don't feel like it, that, just knowing that, will make you continue. Because it is, as you know, Linda, it's intense out there. Campaigning is not the easiest thing to do. It isn't. It's you've got all kinds of people wanting to talk to you. You've got speaking engagements. You've got this hectic schedule. And you're literally spending like 16 hours a day on the campaign trail doing all the things that you need to do. So I can't encourage people enough just to get out there and do whatever it is that you need to do, because you don't know that one person. It could be only one person. And that person may have bought donuts to a breakfast that you're speaking at, and it's just like, oh, my God, you know, that person brought donuts, or this person did something, you know, something. Sometimes little efforts are the best and not the big ones, you know, or calling somebody on the phone or talking to somebody who is going to vote for you, and you connect with them and they're so appreciative of what you will do and they have so much faith that you will do it. It is such an amazing it's so amazing to hear that, because that right there, I'm telling you, will keep a candidate going. Because the fuel runs out after a while. You just are like, okay.
Well, you're out there. Sure, it runs out. And like you say, you know, depending on which way, the campaign is campaigning. And it's not an easy job from the beginning. And, you know, not only are you having up and down days, you're listening to all the smear lies that come to you. So you have to have someone around you that can keep you inspired and keep you going and keep you away from even listening to that, because they're your reminder. You know, now with the pandemic, that love to canvas. I do not canvas, but there's phones. You don't have to actually go into the campaign headquarters. You can make calls from home. You get your list and you take your area and you get busy on that, because that's very, very, very helpful. I, after being out there, I understand better. I like to work on the rear end of it, you know, that mm-hmm. back room support, because I know how difficult it is. And it was so funny. And most of the time people have teams, but some of the candidates don't have that. And they're still out there anyway. And they are the ones that really, really pull up the numbers, because they have to work mm-hmm. harder. And it's something that we all should take part of. It makes you feel better. Also, you know, any opportunity that you get to sponsor on August 13th, not coming off of that, but it's still important when we speak of fundraisers, the National Congress of Black Women, they have an annual scholarship program, and they offer scholarships for the young adults. You know, we have to take care of our youth, and it's encouraging. Mm-hmm. So I will be putting out information on that. I'm a part of that group, and I can tell you that it's a wonderful thing that's being done for our youth regarding education and health, because all of us here, if we did not have anyone helping us, where would we be? So we have to keep pushing that out there. So I'll be putting a flyer out, and they can be read at their website, www.ncbw.inc, National Congress of Black Women, Inc., LAC, that's my LA chapter, .org. And look at the website, see the things that they do, participate, you know, help the youth out there, because our young adults are brilliant. They're entrepreneurs at the age of 6 months, there's new age out here. And all they need to know is that we're behind them and we're pushing them and encouraging them and inspiring. So look out for that out there. That's the NCBW, National Congress of Black Women. They've been around a long time. They're stern. And that this group was formed by Shirley Chisholm. So it's been around a long time. And, you know, Shirley Chisholm's attitude was, they don't have a seat for you at the table. Take your own chair, okay? Serious mm-hmm. about getting things done. And you want to jump in and get with an organization like that that's out there doing good for the community and especially our young adults, because they need as much support and assistance as they can get. And we're here for them, and I'm putting the call out, okay? I'll be putting information out there. Join us. When you light a candle for another person, your path becomes wider and brighter. So that's my spiel for this season, and I'll be putting information out, and we're telling them how important it is. This election coming up, you know, this mayoral election, yes, some things to really think about, okay? And you have to do your research, and you have to do the best thing that you think, but you want someone there who's going to get the job done for you. Okay, for you. So it's going to take research. It's going to take awareness. It's going to take putting your ears to the ground and moving out there. See, you don't really know what's going on until you just actually start participating. When you get in it, you'll understand it better. So I'm putting a call out there. If everybody is nosy like me, get out there and find out what's going on. Don't take third-hand information. Be right there to stir the soup in the soup pot and serve it. That's my call out on that. So on that note, Tiffany with an I, we are going to be short and sweet today, because I know how you are on Mondays. And I just like to ask you, you know, when we use the word reflect and restructure and reinvent for ourselves, what does it take to get in that mindset? We know about relaxation. We know about, you know, whatever you do out there. But how does one stay focused on that? Because you're about restructuring and reflecting and regenerating and all of that. just give us some words of mindfulness that we can, like, jot down and use as affirmations daily to keep us on track.
Right, the affirmations. I will say on that note, affirmations are good, but for myself, when I'm working on a project, it takes total focus and discipline. I know the sun's out. I know people want to do a lot of things, but when it comes to being successful, you have to be very disciplined. And that's not to say that you can't be out there, but it does take a lot of discipline and a lot of focus. You are going to have to cut ties with people that are negative and stay in positive energy and those that support you, because as you are doing things, you want to move with people that are supportive of what it is that you're doing. And just be mindful of what's going on around you. Be mindful of the people. If something's not working, you know, disengage and continue. Because once you cut the cord to something negative, the next is a positive thing, which is better than what you came from. So just stay focused, with discipline, and everything will work out. And say those affirmations. Now, I, you know, it depends on what the affirmation is of the day. I sometimes, you know, it depends on how I feel and what affirmation I will say to myself. And sometimes you can make up your own affirmation. And the words "I am," that I am, as we know, have always been biblical, but it is power and strength in the "I am" that I am. Because I am is creating something. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am whatever you are. I am, and dot, dot, dot. But to affirm what already is, because you want to affirm in the present, going into the future, I am confident. I am wealthy. Whatever that is for you, say it. Because as we all know, you know, the one thing that I do know that is scriptural in the Bible and just in creation and period is the I am. So I am and whatever that is for you. And say those things until things come to fruition, they start manifesting. And then you become very, after a while, you become really, I would say, specific in your affirmations. Like whatever you want. And Oprah said it years ago. I think she still does them. I don't know. But she used to write affirmations or say what she wanted. You know, five things that she wanted to affirm. She would affirm five things in the morning. Five things, five to ten things. Affirm those things because it's here. You don't have to. This is not the time anymore for the future to come and we're hoping and it will. No, it's here. So express it, say it, be it, and do it. That's it.
Wait a minute. I'm writing that. Express it.
That just came.
Say it.
You know, Linda, you know how this audience is. You guys will pull from me when I think I don't have anything
well, that's
or a little.
Well, that's the theme of the game. That's why we all collaborate together, because it's always fun when you come strictly from the real and from the heart, and that's what we do. Nothing is scripted over here. We don't script nothing. We move with our heart. And I can say that what's the word that we do here? You know, we're about education, unification, and collaboration. We're about the communities, the youth, and individual growth. But nothing is scripted, and I have spoken with many, many people, and I think that's what the listeners like about it, because we kick back and relax, but we all move from our heart. These are heartfelt words. These are things, and we are sincere about our hearts, because all of our lives out here are very important. So we have to find a way that keeps us balanced, so that we can keep others balanced. And it's not easy sometimes, because life is like an up and down wave and you have to hold on and ride it. So with those affirmations, it takes focus and discipline. you have to stay in a surrounding with positive energy. And if you see that neg coming up in there, you call it and you stop it and keep hollering, I am, and I am, and affirm in the presence. I really, really like that mindfulness. But for what I'm really liking here is express it, say it, be it, and do it. Because, you know, you're the lady that's about a total completion out there. And I'm going to close out by saying my affirmation, and I talk with the youth, I talk with myself, is that you step into your greatness and you stay there.
Yeah.
And take other people with you. That's a hard task, okay? But you know and I know that it's already here. I am, we are, and so is everyone out there. So open up your ears. Be mindful of that. Understand, if you have to look at yourself in the mirror every day and holler, I am, do that. Because it's a mindset, encouragement for yourself. We're so busy going through life saying you are. It's time to start speaking on I am. And on that note, we're going to close it out. Listeners, have a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow with Tell It Tuesday. Thursday, we're on Think Thursday and Find It Out Friday. I don't know what we're going to find out. Tiffany, you'll be back with us Think Thursday. We'll have some information for you, so tune in. And don't buy any Starbucks for the next 2 months, because we want you to come in and support the youth for the scholarships that we offer from the National Congress of Black Women. Attend our event. It will be virtual. And I'll put information out there. There will be ways that you can purchase your tickets, but we need the support and the youth need us. Okay, Tiffany, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Love you. It's Mindful Monday.
Pick it up with Linda Michelle.
Uh-huh, you said it, girl.
Jerry Care.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Pick it up.
Jerry Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.